Hello, my name's Chris McLennan. I'm the editor of the Catherine Times. Each week I write a column, and I thought I'd lend a bit of audio to it this week just to create a bit more added dimension to the whole thing. This week I wrote about rain. It doesn't seem such a big thing to a lot of people up this way because they get so much of it. Darwin has had 2.5 metres of it. We've had over 1 metre here in Catherine. It's been a terrific wet season, best for 10 years, trebles, so the measly amount that was recorded here last year. So it's been a wonderful thing to witness and terrific for nature, for agriculture, for horticulture, for the streams, for the environment. It's just a wonderful thing. But what I was writing about was, as a kid growing up on a farm, how dollars rained from the sky, how important that the rain actually was. And I wrote about how when I was growing up, we lived in the third generation. We're living in our old farmhouse, and my father's father built the house, and it was prone to dust storms, prone to mice, prone to just about everything. It was pretty leaky, pretty old. I didn't know all of that. I just loved it when I was a kid. But my mother dearly wanted a new house, and so did my dad. So they created a scheme, which was building a pig shed, which seems like a funny way to get a house. But they built a pig shed on the farm, an intensive piggery with 20 sows, and which meant about 300 baconers and porkers. And made enough money from that pig shed to finance the construction of a new brick house on a concrete slab. But the greatest mistake my father made, and he admits it to this day, is he went with the fashion of the day, which was put tiles on the roof. So in the old farmhouse, we could hear each pitter-patter of rain and knew exactly what was going on. Rain was so critical. When you received only like 12 inches a year and you needed to receive it between April and September in the growing season to do much good. But then when Dad built his house, he's put tiles on the roof and we couldn't hear the thing anymore. I suggested this to a builder later on in life when I was looking at building my own home and saying I really want a tin on the roof. Not that I was a farmer anymore, but I was a farmer's son and I loved listening to the rain. And he said that wasn't possible. The estate that we were looking to build in had rules that said it must be this, that and the other, and one of them was all roofs must be tiled. So his suggestion was that he'd done for other farmers was to get a piece of tin, put it out the bedroom window and sit it on some bricks and open the window a crack at night. If you really wanted to hear the rain, you could hear it hitting the tin outside the window. So we never got that far, but I thought it was a very amusing way to solve the problem. So that was my column this week. I encourage you to read it. I've been doing columns like it for years and years.